Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 upfront payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
The DSW Black Friday sale is on. Take 30% off almost everything in stores and online right now. Yep, you heard that right. 30% off. Stock up on new shoes, bags, and extras for you and yours from all the gift-worthy brands you love. But hurry, Black Friday can't last forever. Get to your DSW store or DSW.com ASAP to save big. Exclusions apply. Details at DSW.com.
Hey, guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. They ship Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT.
And welcome, everybody, to this week's very exciting episode. Are we all excited?
Yes.
Yes. The eagle-eyed viewers on YouTube may have noticed that we have an intruder in the studio. Please welcome to the studio. You've heard of him many times. He's even been on. He was on, I think, episode 4 or 5 in the very, very right at the start. Toomsy.
Hello.
My good friend.
Thank you for having me on.
No problem at all, buddy. It's
all right, thank you.
It's lovely to have you here for this very strange episode. For those of you who can't see what's going on YouTube, there is a smorgasbord of foods in front of us, and Josh is going to tell us what that's all about.
Well, today, Pirate and Toomsy, we are doing weird and wonderful food combinations.
I thought it was Josh's bush tucker trail.
In some ways, it is.
Okay.
So
there's no sheep's eyes, is there?
No. I couldn't get hold of those. They were out of stock.
Oh, cool. That's good.
These ones are a little tame compared, but as always, we've got to do the boring part first. I say boring. It's not very enticing for people to listen to, but I'm going to give you a bit of history and a little bit of background as to why I'm kind of doing
why we're doing combinations.
I know what you're thinking. It's not paranormal.
No, it's well, I don't know. Pineapple on pizza is kind of paranormal.
Aha! Exactly. And that's how it all started for me, because I saw this kind of documentary thing of this guy who, he loves pineapple on pizza, but it's very polarizing, isn't it? You either love it or you hate it, a bit like Marmite. And he was trying different food combinations to find a replacement for pineapple on pizza. And I was just obsessed with it. I thought this was such a great idea. So then I just started thinking, oh, I wonder if there's any weird combinations that work. Everyone at some point, maybe they've been out for a few drinks on a Friday, they've come home and they're like, oh no, I've only got beans and noodles, I'll mix them together, or something like that.
Yeah.
So the wrongest one that I ever found, because like me personally, I think cheese goes with everything.
Yeah.
You can grate cheese on top of pretty much any meat. Maybe not a roast dinner, but you know, cheese goes with everything. I tried it with a chicken and mushroom pot noodle. Don't ever do that.
That didn't work.
It's not good.
No.
But that's basically the idea behind it. Is I thought there's got to be some different combinations that people haven't heard of, and then I found a list of actual foods that you would think they don't go together, but supposedly they make your taste buds dance. So
I once had mayonnaise with chocolate fudge cake and really enjoyed it.
That's so weird.
Was it mayonnaise or salad cream?
Oh, I can't stand salad cream.
You're gonna do salad
no,
cream
don't do that at all. It has to be real mayonnaise, nice fresh mayonnaise. Yeah.
Oh man, no judgment, but oh, that's nasty. So let's get into it. So
don't
food
you tried it.
So food combinations come from Ayurveda, which is an alternative medicine system with historical roots in India. Oh. It is heavily practiced in India and Nepal, where around 80% of the population use Ayurveda. I'm not sure how to say it. I know it's of the Hindu faith and the Indian side of the world. This practice comes under pseudoscience and has evolved for more than two millennia and dates back to 23 CE. That's how far back food combinations and medicines and things go. So the mid-1800s, it became known as trophology, the science behind nutrition and what is good and bad for the human body. And then food combining then became really popular in the 1920s by a man named William Howard Hay, who was a New York physician and created the Hay diet.
And I think I have heard of that.
Yeah, it's still used today. So the diet, he basically separated all foods into three groups. So you've got alkaline, acidic, and neutral.
Right.
Yeah. So an example of alkaline would be certain vegetables, nuts, and seeds. Acidic would obviously be like citrus fruits.
Yeah.
And then neutral is more like potatoes, yogurt.
Like, so it's kind of like, hey, I have this, hey, I have that.
Yeah, Pretty much. Yeah. That's exactly. Okay.
And. I can see we're going to have a lot of dad jokes.
Oh, I love dad jokes. Yeah, keep it coming.
Granddad jokes, actually.
And then in 1951, Herbert M. Shelton wrote the book Food Combining Made Easy for Improved Digestion and Weight Loss.
Okay.
So. That's pretty much the history of it, where
that's
it came from.
The history, from. Okay.
And then I've got a little tidbits of information for you before we get into the real fun of this smorgasbord. So, like I said, I kind of started this off thinking pineapple on pizza, the great debate.
Yeah.
Have you ever wondered where pineapple on pizza came from?
Hawaii.
The Caribbean.
I mean... You're in the right area.
In the right ballpark, Central America.
Domino's.
It actually came from Canada.
Oh,
okay.
So it was a Greek immigrant.
Pineapples grow all over Canada, don't they?
Well, this might make sense to you. So it was a Greek immigrant called Sam Panopoulos who travelled to Canada in 1954.
Right. Is it Pineapolis?
I wondered why you two were looking shifty over there. Yeah. You're waiting.
So he's making it up, is he?
So Sam Pineapolis, he created the first Hawaiian pizza at his restaurant Satellite, located in Chatham, Canada, Ontario, in 1962. And the actual debate of pineapple on pizza came from a Facebook post in December 2009. And since then, that's when people have been polarizing it, whether it's good, hate it, love it, whatever.
No, I disagree with that. In social media, yes, I would say that is a thing. But like, I can remember going to Pizza Hut after a movie years ago when I was just like in the 1980s or maybe the very early 90s. And yeah, my friend's parents decided that a Hawaiian pineapple pizza was what they were going to buy for all us kids that had gone to see, I think it was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or something like that.
That's fitting with pizza.
Yeah. And so there was like four or five of us, and obviously like two of us really hated it and three of us really loved it. So the debate has been going on a lot longer than since 2009, just not online, you know, maybe not quite as widely held, but I think in small circles people will always discuss whether they actually like pineapple on pizza or not.
So why was it called Canadian pizza rather than Hawaiian pizza?
That is a good point, to be fair.
I probably should have done my research on that. Because
they imported the pineapple from Hawaii. Surely
they own it, don't they? The Canadians own it, so...
You'd have thought so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I agree with what you said as well, before 2009.
This is what I'd be shouting in the van when I'm listening to your podcast normally.
Coming out of my ears and things. Fun fact, it's actually Skeptic Louis' favourite pizza. He doesn't order anything else.
Is it?
Just Hawaiian. So some people really love it. Some people hate it. And... we're going to try some of that at the end.
He's not sceptical about eating it, then?
No.
To
be fair, he's actually, on this occasion, more open-minded than I am.
So I thought, before we get into the good combination, well, the combinations I've chosen for today, I will just find this bit of information was the negative combination that apparently if you... drink or have too much of this combination, it releases toxins and almost poisons your insides if you have a lot of it every single day. And
Well, so your body poisons yourself,
your body
as
slowly,
a reaction to it,
releases toxins.
And we're going to try this,
though. No, this is the one.
I was going to say,
well, this one because you two have got guys that do podcasts. If I go ill, it doesn't matter,
Well, I suppose. And Toomsy tries them all first,
But to be honest, I was actually thinking of giving it to Toomsy first because he's the more neutral person, isn't he?
Yeah, I am a notoriously fussy eater.
Yeah, and I eat everything, so it kind of works.
Hopefully, Toomsy somewhere between the two.
Maybe, yeah, sitting on the fence.
Well, you pretty much cook all yours in an air fryer, don't you?
Yeah.
So
not
pineapple. Anything that goes in an air fryer, Toomsy will eat.
Not pineapple.
No.
Would you like to have a guess at the food combination that doctors and scientists say you shouldn't have too much of?
I reckon it must be salt.
No.
I'm thinking something along the lines of, is it almonds that got arsenic in it?
No, is that famous thing of if you eat too much almonds or Brazil nuts, it's bad for you, isn't it? But no, the combination is banana and cheese curds or banana and milk.
Mm. Banana and milk?
Yeah.
Really? So don't have a banana thick shake or milkshake?
See, that's what I thought. So the only thing I could think of that is banana and milk is banana milkshake.
Milkshake,
But yeah, supposedly you can't have too much of banana and milk, banana and cheese curds, or banana and buttermilk. If you have it every single day for a long period of time and you have a lot of it, it can cause toxins to release in your body. Interesting.
Right. I wonder if that, because banana is actually radioactive, isn't it?
I don't know, is it?
Yeah. Banana, releases tiny amounts of radiation because it's full of, is it phosphorus, I think?
Is that why they had Banana Man?
Possibly.
Yeah, the cartoon, Banana Man.
Yeah. And I wonder if the milk is, like, maybe stops the phosphorus from breaking down or something, so your body has to attack it and get rid of it in a different way. I don't know. I'm just speculating
Good
here.
Theory.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. Yeah. I would never have thought of that.
Yeah. So I've got one last tiny little bit of information for you. Well, kind of, a couple bits. So when it comes to weird and wonderful food combos that work, sometimes it can be what a certain food is lacking. So when combined with another food, it kind of tricks your taste buds and brain to combine them as one. So an example I've got is apples are like a water fruit and they're acid and sweet.
Yeah.
So... your brain knows that that has zero salt and zero fat in it. So when you combine that with peanut butter, it kind of tricks your brain and taste buds into thinking that's how it's supposed to be.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So apples are lacking something.
Yeah.
You add a food, the combo makes it your brain. Yeah, it kind of makes sense.
I was going to ask you earlier, I didn't want to ruin your flow, because you said that it was divided, whoever the guy was, divided it into alkaline, acid, and neutral.
Mm-hmm.
do these weird food combinations seem to work because you're combining an acid and an alkaline to make it neutral?
Yeah.
Is that a general rule of thumb?
So cancels it out, does it?
Some things work and some things don't. But I found with a lot of these combinations, the ones that really work seem to be combining sweet and savoury.
Okay.
But he's got like a whole book and things about it. But that generally seems to be the consensus. So if you were to mix something acidic with something neutral, that might work. But then if you mix acid with a certain dairy product, obviously it's just going to curdle or do you know what I mean? So there's, but I think he was more of a nutritionist, like a dietitian. Okay. So he was just more interested in breaking down foods into different categories
and then
seeing what benefits it had for the human body. I've just taken it to a different level.
Yeah, you certainly have.
So that's that. We've got, have you ever wondered why your taste buds change as you get older? Is there certain foods that you loved when you were young that you don't anymore, or vice versa?
Is it to do with the pores in your tongue, is it?
Yeah, I was thinking taste buds, because the buds, isn't it like the front taste buds are for sweet foods and then the back taste buds are for sour foods?
Mm-hmm.
And you obviously, as time goes on, the sour taste buds become more preferable than the sweet ones.
That is something to do with it. But the main one is the taste buds actually regenerate every 10 days.
Oh, does
it? Because
I know that if you smoke heavily, that affects your taste buds, doesn't it?
Yep, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard professional chefs actually
recommend
that people don't stop smoking
if
they want to carry on enjoying their food. You know, it's a really weird thing to say, but you know, rather than them saying, "Oh, yeah, no, quit smoking because food will taste better," it's like, no. If you stop smoking, food is going to taste different. You may not necessarily like it more.
No,
So you're better off carrying on.
And the thing is, going back to COVID, when people were losing their taste as well, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
So, fun fact: if you're a smoker and you give up, your taste buds, I think it's a week.
It'd be ten days, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you start to feel the effects of it after a week, where things start to taste a bit different and things.
Yeah, because your taste buds are refreshing themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you just must pile loads of weight on because you keep eating and supplementing that for
Yeah, it's on average every 10 days they change. So as we get older, like obviously I used to hate olives and dark chocolate, and now I love them.
Yeah.
And I can't really explain it, but that was the only explanation I could find online.
I used to hate goat's cheese. Nowadays, still hate goat's
still
cheese.
Still hate goat's
cheese. The thing is, it makes me laugh because some children say, no, I don't like it. They've never even actually tasted it. They just don't like the look of it.
Yeah.
So, and then later in their life, when they do try it, they think, oh, I really like this.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true. I mean, actually, when I was young, believe this or not, I actually didn't like bacon. Who don't like bacon? I mean,
I know what you mean.
Nowadays, I mean, I prefer smoky bacon. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I just can't imagine not eating a bacon sandwich.
Yeah.
When I was young, I could not stand it. And it wasn't until I went to visit a mate's house and they gave me a bacon sandwich and I just smothered it with tomato sauce. And I was like, oh, yeah, all right, I'll eat that.
But even vegetarians literally love the smell of bacon cooking.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah,
they
my ex-girlfriend was a vegetarian and she said she hated it every time I cooked bacon because it was the one thing that would actually make her feel like she wanted to eat meat again.
Yeah.
Well, lads, without further ado,
oh, that's enough of that.
All right, there you go. Yeah, that's
the game show has started.
Yes.
Welcome to
the Wheel of Fortune.
Josh's smorgasbord of fortune. So, I've got 10 combinations for you guys to try, and myself included. I'm not going to have it. Yeah.
Damn right you're trying it as well.
So, the first one that I have.
Cleanse my palate.
Cleanse your palate. Have a little swig. We've also have napkins here, so if you don't like it, you can spit it out. But I reckon you could probably get maybe 3 uses out of that napkin, so choose wisely on the ones that you don't like.
Fair enough.
So the first one...
I'll just spit it at you.
Or me.
Well, he's opposite.
Well, actually, yes.
I've got a clearer shot.
I'll just spit it back on the plate.
Oh, no. The first one I have for you, peanut butter and celery.
Let's have a look. Okay. That's here.
That's on this side.
Right, yeah.
That's about 6 o'clock, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's one. Very sticky.
Oh my god, that is sticky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I've already found the first use for the
the napkin.
What did they use? Those party Susans, didn't they? The Tupperware ones, didn't they?
The ones that you spin around.
Yeah,
we should have got one of those.
Yeah, yeah. Could have just done a roulette thing.
And I also know some people don't like people eating on podcasts, but this could kind of join up with another ASMR kind of thing.
Maybe.
There's going to be some crunching.
Yeah, lots of crunching. Everyone needs to try and reduce the actual volume down.
Yeah, I guess
that would just... I'm going to lean away.
Lean away, okay.
Well, actually, I'm going to do the first crunch so that people can hear that this is genuine.
Yeah.
Oh,
so let's go, boys. Let's go for
crunch.
It.
Here we go.
You know what I'm going to say? Anything is better with peanut butter, isn't it?
It is.
I feel like a garbage crusher.
Now, instead of a paranormality scale, which isn't going to work because it's not paranormal, and it's a weird subject, I thought you guys could give it a mark out of 10, and then at the end we'll see if there's a clear winner on the combination you like the most. So, starting with you, Toomsy, out of 10, what would you give peanut butter and celery?
5.
5?
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I can't even taste the celery.
Nice. Okay.
No, and... I wouldn't say I hate celery, but it's not something that I would normally choose to eat. But that peanut butter has completely taken the taste away.
Yeah, it has killed it off.
So, I'll give it an 8.
An 8?
Yeah, wow. I quite like peanut butter, so yeah, 8.
Okay. I don't mind peanut butter and celery. I used to take it for lunch and things. But I don't have it often because I get fed up with celery. So I'm going to go with a 6.
Okay.
I'm going to give it a 6. And
so what are we going to do? Add all these up for a total?
If you could add it up for me.
19.
Lovely. Thank you, mate. So 19 for peanut butter and celery.
So, is that good or is it bad? We don't know.
We don't know yet.
Not yet.
So then
place your bets now.
And feel free to try these at home.
Yeah, try them along with us. Well, you could if Josh had given you a
pre-made
list.
I should have done that on the Discord, but then you would have seen it.
I would have seen the list.
I would have seen it as well.
Okay, so while we're on the subject of it and while we've got napkins, let's get the other peanut butter one out of the way. Round this side.
There was another one.
We have peanut butter and pickles.
Oh.
Okay. Are you not keen on gherkins?
No.
No?
This is going to be a good one for me, isn't it?
This is going to be an excellent one for you. All right, I'll reach it.
This is a real test of peanut butter on this one.
This really is. I quite like a pickle on a burger.
No, I even asked to take it out.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Sorry, mate.
It's okay, no worries.
Bottoms up, boys. Let's do
it. Let's go.
No.
Oh my god.
No, that's awful.
No, that's terrible. Oh.
Josh, what have you done to us?
Oh, Josh.
Oh god, that's terrible.
Oh god, I have to shut down.
I'm sorry about that one.
That was vile. Sorry.
What was the science behind that one? That's the worst thing I've ever tasted.
That's awful.
I think it's meant to be the combo of salt and sweet.
Okay.
It's quite vinegary as well, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Definitely salty. I don't think the peanut butter helped with that.
No, it didn't.
To be honest, looking at the list, I think that's the worst one. So I'm glad we got that out of the way.
Good.
Okay. Ugh.
See, now that overpowered the peanut butter, or the celery didn't.
Yeah, 100%. I couldn't taste the celery, but the pickles, I really couldn't really taste that much peanut butter, to be honest.
No.
Okay. What were you giving it to, Z?
2.
I thought you were going to give it a 0.
I can't give it 0, can I?
Yeah, of course
No,
you
I'll
can.
Give it 1.
1? Yeah, all right, that's fair.
Yeah, I'll give it 1.
Minus 1.
Minus 1. Oh.
I'll give it a 1 as well.
So that, is that
the
less...
total
that's,
is 1.
Is that less than 19, Josh? Yes, it is. Yeah. Okay.
So far, that's not going to win. Let's move on to one that I think you'll enjoy. This one is... salami and grapes. So that I've made little salami packages.
Oh, the, yeah, that these
that
here,
they
yeah.
contain grapes in them.
Okay.
I did it like baby mice.
you couldn't have said that afterwards.
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
They are pinkies, aren't they?
They're going to ooze like baby mice as well, aren't they? Okay. Salami and grapes. Can I ask if these are black, like red grapes or white or green grapes?
Red grapes.
Red. And this is a German salami?
It is indeed. It is,
yeah. I thought I could smell it was German straight away.
German salami and red grapes.
Mm. Actually, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
It works.
Mm. It does kind of work.
Mm.
That's weird.
It's weird, isn't it?
It's strange.
But not offensive.
No, it's not.
I'm actually quite surprised by that one.
Yeah.
So salami and grapes. Not.
That's not bad.
It's not so bad.
It's not brilliant, but it's of the higher scale.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. I'm actually really surprised by that. I'm lost for words.
Well, we're out of the negative figures for this one, definitely.
Yeah.
So, Toomsy, go on then. Kick us off.
I'll give it a 7.
7?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, I'm in the middle of the road. I'm going to go 5 on that one. It's not, not too bad, but I don't think I'd try it again.
Not to copy your tunes. I was thinking 7 as well.
Mm. Yeah?
Yeah, I quite liked it.
I've got another 19 then.
There's another 19.
Beat me to it. Quicker if you do the math.
Beat you to it like you was even going to try.
Just do the 7s first. It's always easier that way.
Now this one, I thought this is going to divide us, I think. We've got chocolate and cheese.
Oh, they say it's opposite, don't they? Mm, oh, sorry, it's chalk and cheese. Yeah.
We can whip you up some chalk if you want it.
I'll stick to the chocolate, thanks.
Right.
So there's a little block of cheese and a slab of chocolate for you.
Okay, so it's effectively cheese, chocolate cheesecake.
Yeah, in a way, yeah.
Yeah.
So, this is just like a medium-strength cheddar cheese.
Yeah, that's a medium cheddar, so it shouldn't be too strong. This might get crunchy, so I'm going to lean away from the mic.
I think it's going to get sticky, to be honest. Here we go.
I actually like that.
No, I do.
I like it a lot.
I'm going to say, I don't think it would work as well if it was like a blue cheese.
No, definitely not.
It reminds me of something. In a way, it reminds me, it sounds daft, like a Star Bar top thing.
Mm. Yeah.
I actually like that.
Since you said it, I am getting like chocolate cheese.
Yeah.
That's all I'm tasting. Yeah. That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
I like it.
I like that.
Yeah. I'll do that again. I knew that was a snack.
So where are you rating then, Toomsy?
8.5.
Yeah, I really liked it.
I did like that,
the
decimals,
eh? Yeah, I'll give that a solid 8.
Someone's got to give you a 0.5 right there. Well,
Bound to happen sooner or later.
I'll give it a 7.5.
There we go, he's got the 5 in.
And what does that equal, Pirate?
23, 24.
Wow. Ooh. We've got a clear leader there.
Okay, that's winning so far. Now, this
Hold on, palate cleanser.
Yeah, we have to between, otherwise we're going to get more big start, aren't we?
Good shout.
Yeah. Okay.
Are we ready?
Mm. Yeah.
I'm so glad we're doing this. This is so much fun.
It's definitely our strangest episode yet.
Because I'm involved with it, that's why.
So this one, Pirate,
These ones here.
I done this for you, mate.
Right.
Because I know you don't have much of a sweet tooth. You're more of a savoury man.
No, I am more of a savoury guy, yeah.
So supposedly, if you add salt and pepper just onto regular apples, it does change it from a sweet food to a savoury food. So let's try it.
That's fair enough. I'm not sure if I want my apples to turn into a savoury food, but, you know, we'll give it a go.
Good to have
everybody...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes see details.
The DSW Black Friday sale is on. Take 30% off almost everything in stores and online right now. Yep, you heard that right. 30% off. Stock up on new shoes, bags, and extras for you and yours from all the gift-worthy brands you love. But hurry, Black Friday can't last forever. Get to your DSW store or DSW.com ASAP to save big. Exclusions apply. Details at DSW.com.
Have a go. So, you can get salt and pepper chips at the Chinese shop, but salt and pepper apple is not one that I ever thought I'd eat.
Bit of vinegar would be nice.
You know what? I've got to say, I got a very small hint of salt at the start, and it's just turned into apple.
Yeah, the apple's killed it off, hasn't it?
Yeah, I'm just eating an apple.
The apple's definitely mugged that off, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, that didn't work.
No. I mean, I enjoyed my apple.
Yeah, the apple's nice. Is that a Granny Smith apple, is it? Or
I'm not too not sure.
Don't you always go for Pink Lady?
Braeburn. Yeah, I usually go for Pink Lady, but I know they're quite sweet. They're one of the sweetest.
That's like a really good ghost, wouldn't it, the Pink Lady?
Yeah. At least it weren't a knobby russet.
Well, how did you like your plain apple slice? What would you rate apples?
Well, I was 3.
Are you not that keen on apple then?
Yeah, but I was disappointed because I wanted it to have a bit of a kick to it.
Yeah. Right,
it just didn't happen,
yeah.
Did it?
Okay, yeah, no, that's fair enough, actually. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I suppose we ought to downrate it a little bit for it not having the effect that it was supposed to. So
that's fair.
I'll go. I'm going to jump on the 3.5, 7, 8, 6, 9, 2. No, 3.5. That's it.
Yeah. And then just let Josh work it out.
I'm going to give it a 2.
A 2.
It's just a plain bit of apple.
Yeah.
So 8.5.
Oh, that's not great, is it, for apple? Meant to have one a day, aren't you? Keep the doctor away.
But not with salt and pepper on.
Now I've got a bit of salt.
Yeah, I've got a salt. Yeah,
maybe
bit.
I should have put more pepper on it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Now, as you can see, you have a glass of orange juice.
Oh, right. Okay. Yep.
Now, I would say you're going to have to dip something in, but I've got chubby little hands, so I don't think my hand will get in there. So I'm thinking it's up to you. Oreos and orange juice. It's supposed to be better than Oreos dipped in milk.
Do you crumble it in, do you? Or?
I was just going to put an Oreo in my mouth and take a swig of orange. But supposedly, this is meant to taste nicer than Oreos.
I'm doing the dunk, man.
I'm going to be doing the crumbling.
Oh, okay. You're crumbling your Oreo into the orange juice?
Yep.
Okay.
Wow, okay.
This has turned strange.
Yes.
Okay. I've dunked my Oreo. It does give it a bit of a tang.
Yeah.
Then this is real orange juice, not just orange squash, yeah?
No, real orange juice, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely orange juice.
How does it taste with... Oh, my God, that looks horrible.
But it tastes like it as well.
I actually don't mind that. It kind of makes it a bit tropical.
To be honest, I think I actually prefer Oreos with orange juice.
Do you?
Because like you said before, I'm not massive on sweet stuff, and Oreos are incredibly sweet.
Yeah.
I think
like ridiculously sweet. So I actually like them being toned down with a bit of orange juice.
So you think the acid might have had an effect on the sweetness?
Definitely, yeah. Yeah, that's actually how I prefer my Oreos, if I would say.
So, would you now have to give it some sort of bonus point because it worked?
Yes.
For you. Okay. This is getting interesting. All right. So I'm guessing you didn't like it.
No. I'm not surprised the way you drank yours. You drank your Oreo.
I completely spilled it. No. It's actually left me with a burning taste in my mouth.
So. Oh, no. We've killed Toomsy on the podcast.
Yeah. I'm on fire at the moment.
What are you giving it, Toomsy?
Oh, I can only give it two. Two.
I'll give that a 7.8.
Okay, 7.8. I'm kind of down the middle with it, to be honest with you. Yeah. I think it did work for me as well. It tasted all right. But I'd still prefer milk. So for that reason, I'm going to give it a 6.5.
Oh, right, okay. 16.3.
Wonder what milk and orange juice would taste like together.
Horrible.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I reckon that would
be incredible. Yeah, it would, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
But you never know if we do a part two. Oh.
Let's try and kill ourselves.
Yeah.
Right, this one. Let's get this one out of the way, because I think most people have maybe tried this already. Apples and cheese.
Yes. Well, I love it. They used to do a range of sandwiches, Wensleydale and apple. It's lovely.
Oh, really?
So I'm a big favourite of that.
Okay, let's go for it then.
There you go.
Bit of apple and cheese. I thought it sounded familiar. I'm sure it's not a weird combination.
Okay.
I suppose you get, is it cheese and pineapple at parties?
Lovely. Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose you do, don't you?
Yeah, they've done. I think one of the supermarkets done a range of Wensleydale and cheese sandwich. It's lovely.
Mm. Now you come to think of it, you just said cheese and pineapple on a cocktail stick at parties as a buffet thing.
Yeah,
I think I have actually had cheese and apple.
Apple,
before,
yes, nice.
Yeah.
Mm.
It works. In a weird kind of way, it really does work, doesn't it?
I'm going to give it a solid 9.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of
that.
I'd say probably 9's all round on that one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to give it a 9 as well. 9, 18, 27.
Well done.
Okay. Well, could have a new favourite there. I've got 2 more for you.
Okay.
No, 3 more. How could I forget that? You know what? Let's get that one out of the way. So, on here, we have...
The strawberries.
Strawberries with a drizzle of balsamic vinegar.
Ooh.
And apparently this is the one that has the science behind it.
Okay.
So, let's give it a go. I've not had this before, but this is the one online. Apart from vanilla ice cream and soy sauce, which I didn't think it would be possible to bring ice cream in because it would melt.
Where does balsamic vinegar come from?
I think it's Italy.
Is it Italy?
Okay.
Is it what they put on salad dressings and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, right, gotcha.
But apparently this is meant to combine and make your taste buds dance. This is the one thing that kept popping up online. Oh, no, no, not that one. No, don't eat that.
No, don't eat
it's
that.
Already... It's already... Put that there.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Right, that has already got balsamic vinegar on. That could have been a nightmare.
I nearly made a mistake there.
I'm going back for more. I don't normally like strawberries. That's the thing.
That's nice.
Don't eat that one.
No, don't eat that one. It's going to blow your head off.
Woo. Yeah, you know what's coming.
Like I said, you can have the other one. I wouldn't say I don't like strawberries. When I was a teenager, I picked so many. My job was strawberry picking.
I
ate so many of them that I just got sick of the taste of strawberries.
Yeah. That makes sense.
But that does kind of different. It pops, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah. I mean, it's mostly just taste of strawberry. You can't really taste too much balsamic vinegar.
No, it had a little bit of a tang to it, didn't it?
A little bit of a tang. Yeah. I'd probably smell it more than taste it, to be honest, balsamic vinegar. So, yeah, it kind of works, yeah.
What are you giving that one?
I'll give it a 7, I think.
Yeah, go on, I'll give it a 7.
Well. Yeah. I hate to say it. I'm going to give it a 4.
A 4?
Yeah.
Oh, what I think do you not like about it then?
I think I just prefer plain strawberries, if I'm honest.
A bit of ice cream or some cream with it.
Yeah. Like you said, I could kind of smell the vinegar before I ate it, and then I was like, oh. didn't really do anything for me. It's just added a bit of tang. But that's just me. Everyone's got different taste buds.
Well, that'd be 18 total.
Oh, that's not too bad. So I've got two more. Now, this one, the one before last.
Penultimate. Oh, this is going to be interesting.
Now, I'm going to tell you the science behind this before I give it to you. Because you're looking at me like, what a mad scientist.
Yeah.
Now, supposedly, if you have plain ready salted Pringles with whipped cream, it's supposed to taste like ice cream in a waffle cone.
Okay.
That's the science behind it.
Yeah.
So if you want to grab a Pringle out of there.
Are these just salt, just normal salted ones?
Yeah, just plain, ready salted
Pringles. Right, okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Well, this is going to work, isn't it?
So is that good?
I hope so.
You can get cream potatoes.
So you can put it in between like that, is it?
I was just going to put it on top.
Isn't that the duck thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, okay.
Okay. Right, hold out your Pringle.
Oh, there we go.
I was going to say, okay. Remove a seal or something. This should work. I mean, I've had cream.
I've been caught at Christmas by my mum going in my mouth, going shh.
Christmas,
yeah.
Sorry, I do apologise to the listeners. I'm knocking the mic quite a lot, sorting all this out. Right,
and I apologise for what's about to happen.
Mm. Pringles killed it off.
It's too salty, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that's one that works, to be honest.
No.
That didn't taste like ice cream at all.
That's kind of weird, because it's like, Pringles are nice, whipped cream's nice, put them together,
didn't work, did it?
I'll go three on that one.
Three?
I'm going to give it a two.
I thought for sure that was going to work.
Yeah.
I mean,
it sounded like the combination that would work the best.
Yeah. I'll give it a two as well.
Oh, okay. I was being generous then.
No, that just didn't work at all, did it? I've put that on the wrong one.
Okay, so this is the one that I've been dreading now.
Right. Now, this one.
There's only one thing left on that plate.
Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to this.
Now, for the people watching on YouTube, you will see mangoes and hot sauce.
That's what the dip was. Strawberry, was it?
Yeah.
All right.
That's why I told you not to eat it.
Wow.
Yeah. So, this is meant to be a really popular combination in places like Brazil.
Yeah.
They quite often have like cooked pineapple with hot sauce and cooked pineapple with cinnamon, and they use spicy and fruit quite a lot. And you actually do get like a mango habanero sauces and things like that. So this one should work. Now, the only reason I've left this to last is not to stitch you guys up. It's because if it is hot, I was thinking you'd have some drinks to...
the Oreo
orange. Oreo in the bottom of his...
I know. Well...
That's kind of mugged me off there, hasn't it, really?
So, take a slice of mango.
I'll tell you one thing. I really don't like hot things.
I'm not keen on massively spicy either. I mean, now, I'm all right with a little bit of spice, but...
If I go to the...
As comfortable as you like, but I will tell you, it's not the hottest of hot, because I'm not big on spicy myself.
It's not the hot chip challenge.
That is... we're not sponsored by them or anything, but it's a brand called Cholula.
Right.
And it's just original hot. It's one above mild. So it shouldn't be too hot for you. Is it hot?
It's red hot.
Is it?
Yeah, burning.
See, I don't like hot sauce, but I think that's... Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Steam.
All right, it's quite hot. Yeah, it's got some
kick.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, more mango. Just mango. Oh.
Get me the milk and ice cream, please.
I'm so sorry. Have some mango. Mango will help. Have some cheese. Have some apple.
Have some mango. Yeah. This is all you dipped in there. Yeah. Well...
I mean, for me, I think that works. I like it.
Well, no. Tongue's burning.
I need some recovery time.
The thing is, I'm glad we done that last, because it wouldn't be able to taste anything after that.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Yeah.
So it's not the most pleasant, but... sorry, guys, I didn't think it'd be that bad.
It's made me eyes water.
I honestly didn't go for the hottest hot sauce either. I thought I'd do him a favour and go for something that's just above mild.
Actually wiping my tongue with my
a bit of sandpaper on mine.
What's crazy is we've all learnt something here today, everyone, because our taste buds actually are different, because my tongue is absolutely fine.
Yeah.
And I'm not big on spicy stuff.
You're sweating more than me.
Yeah, I am sweating, but I did enjoy the taste of that. I'm going to go straight in. I'm giving that an 8. I really liked it. You two are not going to be so high.
2.
2? Lovely.
-8.
So that gives us 2. So I can review, out of all the combinations, apple and cheese was the winner with 27 points.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Triple 9.
That was the best.
Second was chocolate and cheese. Mm-hmm. So, and then the third, well, joint third, it's kind of salami and grapes, isn't it? Salami and grapes and peanut butter and celery.
Yeah.
But it just goes to show what you were saying. The two winners both had cheese.
Cheese, yes. Cheese is a big
interesting
thing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So I will just give out some honourable mentions for food combinations for people to try. Fried eggs and peanut butter.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Apparently that's meant to be really good. Watermelon and feta. Also meant to be really good. And you've probably seen this before. French fries dipped in milkshake. Some people do it at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Apparently that's meant to be really good. And I've already mentioned vanilla ice cream and soy sauce. So if someone wants to try that and let us know. And then I'm going to finish this podcast by going back to the great debate. Have a slice of pineapple pizza and tell me, do you like it or do you not?
Okay.
All right.
Go for it.
I already know what my answer is going to be. No.
I don't mind this. It's quite nice.
I like it.
Yeah.
So 2 out of 3 is not bad.
No, for me, it's just wrong.
That's fair. Wrong. So we've not settled the great debate of pineapple on pizza.
No.
2 against 1.
Two out of 3 ain't bad, though.
That's true. And that is my food combination episode.
Awesome.
Definitely the weirdest episode we've done yet.
When my tongue stops burning.
Yeah.
If there's anyone out there that has other food combinations, let us know. If there's ones I've missed off the list, let us know.
Yeah, write in. Please let us know. We could possibly do a poll, couldn't we?
Yeah.
Does pineapple belong on pizza? I say no. Josh says yes. Tunes says yes.
Yeah. Works.
Am I the minority?
Yeah. Get back to us.
Please do. And, excuse me, oh, my tongue is still burning. If you like weird combinations and you want to share your favourite with us and possibly want us to do a part 2 of this, although I'm not looking forward to that as much as I was earlier before the podcast, then please do write in. paranormality.uk@gmail.com. You can always come and find us on Instagram and TikTok, and our favourite place is Discord. It's quite a funny story, actually, because like for weeks and weeks and weeks we've been asking people to go join our Discord, and then the other day I actually followed the link that's in our description. It's a permalink that I put in, and it had expired. So I had to go back through. It took me over an hour. I had to go back through, generate a new link that doesn't expire, and change it on every single video and every single podcast. So now the link should work. If you found that you were trying to join our Discord and couldn't, it should work now. So hope to see you there. And until next time, I've been Pirate.
I'm Josh.
I'm Dan.
Toomsie. No, you're Toomsie.
Yeah, right. But I'm both. Yeah.
This has been Paranormality UK. Ta-ta.
Ta-ta.
Ta-da.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet, These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST at checkout.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. They ship Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT.
Meet Claude, Anthropic's AI assistant, ready to transform how your organization works. Empower every person in your organization with AI that thinks like a teammate, not a tool. Securely upload your company knowledge and watch as Claude helps every department, from engineering to marketing, produce their best work faster. Your data stays protected while your teams reach new heights. Discover enterprise-grade AI at anthropic.com/enterprise.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. But with AI tools popping up everywhere, how do you separate the helpful from the hype? The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at 1/3 of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. With over 15 years of experience building responsible, secure AI, Grammarly isn't just another AI communication assistant. It's how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. Designed to fit the needs of business, Grammarly is backed by a user-first privacy policy and industry-leading security credentials. This means you won't have to worry about the safety of your company information. Grammarly also emphasizes responsible AI, so your company can avoid harmful bias. See why 70,000 teams and 30 million people trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise. That's grammarly.com/enterprise. Grammarly, enterprise-ready AI.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate, and they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.